Everybody thinks expensive tequila automatically tastes better. Today, we're going to put that to the test. I've got four añejos that I'm going to taste completely blind right here in the Solo Barn. And one of them cost $500. And the others, a fraction of the price. I honestly, I have no idea which one's going to win. But today, we're going to do Calaza Azul, Zumbador, Siempre, and La Pulga Añejos. And I can't wait to see who the winner of this one is going to be. All right, guys, welcome back. I think you all know how the Solo Blind works. We're going to move some bottles around here. We're going to leave this big behemoth in the front. All right, so we spin it around. I put these together earlier. Once I spin them around, I have no idea which one is which. And we're going to see if we can pull this out and know exactly which tequila is the winner. Now, we have a really broad spectrum of pricing here. You know, you have one tequila that's over $500. You've got one tequila here that I've seen as low as $39, and the others are coming in somewhere between that $50 and $60 price for an añejo. So when you talk about $500 for an añejo, you're really spending some money. Now, I want you to know something that's really important. Just because it may not win in my taste profile doesn't mean it's a bad tequila. All of these tequilas are doing amazing things in tequila, including this one. With the things that they do in Capilla Tagalupe and the people that they employ and the money they bring back to that town is fantastic. And keep this in mind as well. There's a lot of people that made their move over from some other drink to tasting tequila because of this one right here. So if this tequila brings somebody to the room and I get to talk about tequila with them, that's a win for all of us, folks. All right, let's dive into this blind here. I'm going to start just nosing through them. And hopefully I can pick a winner here. This one is kind of vegetal, actually. Some minerality, a little bit of caramel, a nice cooked agave note. I got to say that vegetal note is not familiar to me, though. Okay, let's do this one here. Oh, nice cooked agave, some citrus, some caramel, some oakiness, a little bit of that musty barrel smell. Also some nice minerality. I really like the cooked agave and the citrus in this one. Again, a nice oaky caramel note. Okay, I really thought this was going to be easier than what it is. I would say usually I'd be able to tell, you know, which one at least is. And in this case, I'm coming up blank. Except for there. There we go. Okay, so this one is all caramel and vanilla. I don't really get any cooked agave. This one is not confusing to me. This smells very sweet and very caramely, almost like a vanilla bomb on the nose. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to taste this one last. And now the goal is to figure out which one of these three are. So let's dive into the taste of this one. Nice cooked agave, nice caramel note. This is more agave than caramel or more agave than barrel. There's a really light barrel influence. If I remember right, I said I got a lot of vegetalness on the nose of this one. And I pick up a really nice vegetal note in this one as well, in the flavor, like I did in the nose. I like that. This one's nice compared to this one. This one's a little softer, has a little bit more of a mouthfeel to it, a nice oaky vanilla, but a little bit of citrus, a nice minerality. And I'm going to say, I think I know what this one is. This is one maybe I drink more than others, but this has a nice flavor profile to it. And I think nose-wise, I kind of liked it the best too. I put those to where the nose goes. One, two, three, and four. Okay, let's dive into this one. Nice creamy mouthfeel. A little bit of anise with caramel. Almost probably more vanilla than caramel though. A little bit more of an oak, like a wood taste. Very woody. Like I can actually taste like oak barrel in this one. What's wild is on that sip, I could smell citrus in the taste of it, but I get only like a light, maybe lime zest with that vanilla there, and maybe a little bit of anise in the finish. This one's really good. This is okay. Let's do this last one, which I already know what this one is. Okay, so this one's, I'm going to say this one's really smooth. It doesn't have any of the bite. You can't get any of the pepper, or the heat, or the anise, or any of the nice cooked agave I get here. This one is very syrupy. It's very caramely, the it's got like a almost like a cotton candy type sweetness to it. And I don't get like oak or barrel like I did with these others. Definitely not any cooked agave. So definitely know what that one is. I'm gonna go against these three just again because I want to kind of get an idea of which one's the absolute best. It's amazing how you go from this one to this one, and the sweetness goes from very fake type sweetness, like a Coca-Cola type sweetness, to an agave type sweetness. No, fake sweetness on the tongue. Boy, I gotta tell you, that's difficult. I'm gonna take a guess that I'm gonna say this one's number one. These two are like very close together, very good. I would drink these three all the time, no matter what. So let's open with this one here first. This was number four. This is CA, Clase Azul. There's no hiding that one. That was easy to find. I believe that number one, I want to do this because I think I know what this one is. I believe that number one is Siempre. And there it is, 14-14. This, I drink Siempre a lot. It's a flavor profile that I really enjoy. Not that I don't enjoy La Puga and Zumbador. I will say I liked the nose of this one over this one. The flavor profiles are different from each other, but both equally good. So I'm going to say that this one is Zumbador. No, this one is La Puga. So I guessed wrong on that. And so this one obviously is going to be Zoom. And there it is, Zoom. So there you go. There is the definite good blind. And what that shows you is $500 doesn't necessarily mean the tequila is going to be better. Now, again, this is my profile. This is my flavor palette. This isn't yours. You may sit down and taste these same ones, and this might be your favorite. And you got to know, that's okay if that's what you like the best. Some of us like spinach. Some of us like green beans. Some of us don't like vegetables at all, right? So don't get hung up on, he likes that and I don't. There's a lot of tequila for a lot of people. And again, these guys do a lot of great things for their community. I will say these traditional tequilas, like what Alex and Monica and Rick and the crew are doing at Siempre, is absolutely phenomenal. This is the 14-14 bottle of their Añejo. And when you look at La Puga, I love everything they have. Their high-proof Reposado is out of this world. And their regular Blanco is an amazing sipper. And this is an amazing sipper too. So don't ever discount one of these brands. And Zumbador, you know, these guys are doing it crazy good. Roberto Lopez has really figured this out at a really young age and bringing probably the most affordable tequila in this bracket. So when you look at a $500, I've even seen it as high as $600 Añejo sitting next to one that I've seen as low as $39. This will tell you it's not about price. If you want to learn more about tequila and you like learning about brands, reviews, interviews, and you like seeing blinds, hit that like and the subscribe button. If you've had these four tequilas, tell me which one is your favorite. I'd love to read along and see what your thoughts are on these. And all I can say is tonight, grab you a great tequila, whether it's Clase Azul or Siempre or Zumbador or La Puga, pour a glass, sit back, have some fun with your family, and enjoy a great evening. Cheers. Thanks for watching tonight.